Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, I'm doing a little quick episode. We are going to talk about erotic archetypes. I feel like, you know, I'm always talking about self-discovery and learning your erotic authenticity and owning every beautiful, juicy, magical part of yourself. And this is just a way for you to kind of dive deeper into these specific archetypes and kind of learn what makes you tick, what you like. And it's just a fun way to like discover and really think about who you are. So let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. So I'm going to go over six delicious, delectable archetypes today for you. The first one is the lover. This is like candlelit dinners, sensual moments. This is the person that really craves that kind of like heart-melting connection. If you feel like you are always craving, you know, that nice dinner out on a date night, or you feel like you need that like loving attention and connection before you get intimate with someone. And even in those intimate moments, you feel like you're a lover. You like those long eye-gazing moments. You are really in tune with that heart connection. That could be you. Think about it. The next one I want to talk about is the wild one. This is kind of that feral energy, that raw energy, that wild energy. You know, they're the one that's going to pull you outside to dance in the rain. I'm trying to think of some of my wild one memories, because, you know, you're not going to just be one of these archetypes. Sometimes in the morning, you could be a lover, but sometimes late at night, you could be a little wild one. I don't know. One of my wild one moments was, you know, going down on a guy in a stairwell. You know, there's moments where we feel very raw and feral and fun and adventurous. And that is going to be that wild one energy. I'm thinking of one of my original one of my first guests that I've had that I had on the podcast was Dr. Kat. And she really brought this raw energy. She was very just tapped into her feral cat-like energy. She loved to crawl around like a cat. She loved to tap into just this like, just kind of this primal energy. And so that is, you know, that's the wild one. If you feel like you're always tapping into this adventurous, this raw nature, then, you know, think that maybe that's a side of yourself and your erotic blueprint that you should tap into more. So then we have the submissive. This person craves that trust, that connection, that letting go, that feeling of surrender. And this isn't a weakness, being submissive. It's power. It's like tapping into that trust energy within your partner and allowing your body to submit, surrender, let go. This is just one that if you're feeling like you're always wanting to maybe even tap into certain power-like dynamics where you're tied up, or maybe you really like to not be in control in the bedroom. You like the control to be over you, and you just want to be the one that's relaxed like a princess, that's really submitting into your full erotic energy, and that's allowing your body and your mind to let go. You might be a submissive archetype. And now on the contrary, on the other side of that, there's this dominant archetype. So you like control. You like to own the space. You like to control the energy. But that also means that you, in a way, like to submit and let go to the submissive in the space too. This power dynamic is really beautiful and magical because it's so much more about like the surrendering than the controlling on both sides. Even though you want to control, even though you want to maybe direct the energy in a specific way, you are also letting go. You're letting go to the flow and allowing your body to kind of take control of the flow and the energy and leading your partner, leading your partner into this magical state of surrender and just connection between the two of you. So I've been watching this show that makes me think of this dominant archetype because it can be so healing for people. Basically, the show is this, what is it called? It's called Dying for Sex. It's a new show on Hulu. I highly recommend it. I'm only on like the third or fourth episode, but basically you find out within the first few minutes that she's diagnosed with a cancer stage four, and she's dying. She's like, you know, it's not curable. It's at a point where it's metastasized in her bones, and she's basically definitely going to be off this earth side. She's going to be gone soon. Sad. But she's dying for sex. She's like, she's really craving intimacy. Her relationship with her husband, he hasn't like touched her in years. And it's just been this really, this connection that she's really lost with herself. And she's never even had an orgasm with a partner. And so she starts going on this exploration journey. And the reason why I'm thinking of this dominant archetype in this show, they really do a great job. I'm only on like the third or fourth episode, but even in this moment where she's lost control of her life, really, in a sense, in so many ways, she's gaining control by tapping into this dominant nature. And it's so playful and sexy. And without even saying how it's healing, I just see this storyline and I see this energy that she's tapping into. And I just like, oh, it just makes me tear up thinking about it, because it's like, wow, she is healing through this element of this power dynamic. And so it's just something to think about. Like, maybe you feel like you're in so much control in your everyday life, and so you want to submit and just like build this trust in your relationship and really let go and be more submissive in your home, erotic, playful relationship. Or like this story and this show, she's kind of losing control in her life. She feels, you know, she's just truly lost control of her body. This cancer is taking over. It's not giving her much of a choice but to live these final months or years or whatever it ends up being in full ecstasy or in full control, whatever she wants. And it's like allowing her to have this sort of, it's just allowing her to have control in her life. And that it can just be so healing. And I'm so excited to see where that goes in the show. But anyways, it's just a good thing to think about. Maybe you want to tap into this more dominant nature. Maybe this really is your archetype, but maybe it's something that you could explore. So let's move on to the next one. The next one is the brat, which is a fun one. This bratty archetype is really someone that's very playful. They're bratty. They like to like push the edges a little bit. They like to talk back. They like to tease you. They like to test you. They like to play with that power dynamic in a way that's playful and silly and bratty. So if you've ever felt like, you know, sometimes when I get drunk, I get bratty. I like to talk back more. I like to feel like I'm in this little bit more bratty nature. I like to make you work for it. I want to create this kind of dynamic where you are, you know, you as the dominant, or you as even my partner in the space, have to talk back to me, or I like, you know, I'm making you work for it. I'm saying like, no, you don't get that right now. Like, it's a tease. It's a play on words. Often this bratty person likes to play and talk and be silly. And so that's a nature and an archetype that is really fun to play with too. I know in some of my past relationships where I haven't felt fully in my erotic authenticity, I remember I was dating this dom and he like wanted me to be more bratty. He kept telling me to tap into that. And I was like, I don't know. It didn't feel right at the time. And that relationship to me was a huge relationship that I learned so much. And I learned about my boundaries, and, you know, often he was crossing my boundaries or being kind of disrespectful to what I had voiced earlier were my boundaries, and just kind of pushing those edges and, a really unsafe and a way that didn't feel good for me, but I hadn't really fully tapped into my erotic truth and my powerful sensual goddess energy yet. And so I was having difficulty voicing those boundaries and my truth and being honest to him about how that felt. And so I wasn't able to be bratty. Like, I didn't really feel like that was a part of my nature. And maybe that's something I've grown into too. So there's another thing to think about. You know, if you're not fully tapped into your erotic truth and your potential, then some of these archetypes might not feel right for you, and that's totally fine. Some of us are just different in different relationships as well. Like we meet someone and it brings out the brat in us, or we meet someone and it brings out the lover in us, or the submissive, or the dominant. Like it's okay to be not one archetype with your partner now, but maybe even in like your friend group or in like even with a girlfriend, or it kind of makes you feel like you're a bit more of a lover. So it's just something to consider and think about and really, you know, just kind of just tap into your mind and your body and sit with what feels right. So the last one I want to talk about is the seductress. So they are a master of like the slow burn. They like to be seen. They like to seduce. They're like smooth, sultry. They are often that person that like maybe locks eyes with you across the bar, and you know, they are like kind of making those first moves, whether it's like looking at you intensely and making you come to them. They are like seducing you with their energy. You know, they're very magnetic. And I've often felt like a seductress, especially in my college and my traveling and my adventure years. Like I was the one that seduced you. I often did make the first move. I would approach you first, but I always felt like this seducer, and I always felt like this, you know, their presence is a lot of the energy, and they love being seen, and they know that they are this magnetic force that's like luring you in. They are all about the lure. So this archetype it's sexy, it's sensual, it's fun. And this is another one where you really can play with it. In the bedroom, you can, you know, be more seducing your partner. You can put on a show or do a little lap dance and be a little bit more playful. And, you know, kind of be a little bit more alluring, if that makes sense, I hope. And so this is one that I definitely love to play with. And it's a part of myself that I've always felt really tapped into, is that kind of seducing side and that really energy, that magnetic energy that really makes partners like want me and want all of me. So this is one of my favorites too. And I, you know, again, I feel like sometimes I can be all of these, like a different, like I mentioned before, in different relationships, I've been a certain way, or in different times of the day, you might tap into a different archetype. But it's cool to think of these, and there are more archetypes. These are just kind of some of my favorites and kind of the main ones that I wanted to address with you, sweets, today. And it's just, it's a way for you to think. And really, you know, I'm all about awareness and mindfulness, and I want us to have these mindful approaches when we have these erotic moments and these intimate moments with ourselves and with our partners. And it's a fun way to explore not just yourself, but your relationship. It's a fun way to tap into, you know, other corners of your erotic authenticity and be like, oh, wow, you know what? As Barbie was describing the brat, I really feel like that's me, but I've never felt safe enough in a relationship to explore that. And so now maybe that's something you will really strive to create in a partnership, or, you know, you really feel like the seductress really speaks to you, and it's something that you really want to embody in your next, you know, sexual encounter. And so these are just things to really think about and things to really explore and understand about yourself. And the more that we understand about ourselves, the better we will be in the bedroom and the better we will be in life. And we'll just magically move through life in a more powerful and sensual and delicious way. And as you know, I want that for you. So thanks so much, sweets, for tuning in to this quick little episode on erotic archetypes. It's a great way to discover more about yourself, like I said, and I just want you to just tap into all the beautiful energies that exist within you. So please don't forget to be sweet, be here, and be yourself. And as always, welcome the sweet releases. I need to welcome some today. I had a quick little vibrator session a couple nights ago before I went to bed, and that was a nice way to relax and just allow myself to drift off into a beautiful slumber. But I am craving some more of those, so I might get into that right now. Why not? Thanks again for being here. And yeah, I really appreciate you, sweets, coming back week after week. And I'll talk to you next time. Much love. Mwah.